To get started with you really quickly before we really dive into our topic and talk about some of the different things that, you're working on the PR side of things here for the VA in total, not just when it comes to women's health here as we get into the really key part of springtime.
Sure, yeah. You know, one of the big things that we want to spread the word about right now, of course, is the PACT Act. That's one thing that you've heard about a few times here on the show. But also, there's a rule coming up that's changing for our veterans as far as travel pay reimbursement. So there was a COVID-era mandate that came down from Congress that allowed our veterans more than 30 days to submit those travel pay claims. That mandate is expiring in about a month. It's going to expire on June 9th. So we want our veterans to know that after June 9th, that 30-day rule goes back into effect and that COVID-era mandate is expired. So as of June 9th, let's say our veteran has an appointment on June 10th. Well, they only have until July 10th to file that travel pay reimbursement or they're going to get denied. So we really want to make sure our veterans are aware that that rule is changing here in about a month so they can get those travel pay reimbursement filings done timely.
Boy, that's clearly something that could affect folks that have to do any sort of travel.
Absolutely, yes.
Sarah, what else are you working on here in your office here now? It's, you know, thinking about short term, but also maybe longer term into summertime.
Into summertime, well, really it's PACT Act right now. That's really our hyper focus. So we have a few more visits coming up out in the community. We're going to go out to Junction City late May, early June, and then we're going to have a couple of other sessions online for veterans to dial into. So those dates are still TBD at the moment, but that really is our focus because there is a timeline for certain veterans to file, you know, for PACT Act claims. So we really want to get the word out there so we can make sure our veterans are making the most of this new law and getting the most benefits that they can with that. So that's our main focus for now, is just getting the word out about that PACT Act all through the summer.
Gotcha. Well, Heather, let's bring you on board here because we're talking women's health, which just looking at the VA's website, Women Veterans Healthcare has a ton on it. For folks that don't have the website handy, let's talk about really what is underneath the Women Veterans Health umbrella that you're responsible for.
Sure. Women veterans are the fastest growing population within the VA. And so we have women veterans resources in all our VAs across the nation. There's also a coordinator just like me in every VA. And so we really want to get the word out that we have these resources. I talk to veterans all the time that say, hey, I didn't know this was available or this was available. So we have two standalone women's health clinics, both in Topeka and our Leavenworth campus, and they take care of everything. We really like to be a one-stop shop. So that might be everything from the common cold all the way to preventative care for women. And we also have a full-time gynecologist that travels between both our campuses, you know, and we have two designated women's health providers that are nurse practitioners, and then we also have a physician that's in our Leavenworth women's health clinic, but also in some of our outpatient clinics, we have trained designated women's health providers. So really, you know, we do everything from fertility, you know, getting women hooked up with those resources. And then also, a lot of women don't know this that are veterans, but we pay for all of the maternity care for every veteran. So once a veteran gets pregnant, we jump on board and make sure that they get that care in the community. So we offer a wide range of resources, mental health treatment, also substance use. We have whole health resources and coaches in both our women's health clinics, social work. So it's a wide range.
You're not kidding. I was going to ask you because I know in some cases, and maybe things have changed, but I know that veterans as a whole have been in some cases reluctant to get the services that they need, whether they be physical, mental / emotional, or just in general terms. I'm going to ask the question, are women more likely to maybe seek out the medical / emotional services, or, you know, maybe even the substance abuse services that they need than men? Or is it has that process really changed in general, period?
Well, I think we, I mean, that's why I'm here, is I want to get the word out that we have these resources available to women veterans, and I'm here as a contact if anybody's having trouble getting connected to those services. I was talking to a woman veteran from your area actually last week, and you know, I said, hey, I'm going to be on the radio, and I said, what should I, you know, let veterans know? And she said, you know, in general, it's just taking that time out for your health care. You know, we're busy as women and taking care of everybody else. So, you know, it's important to take a step back and take care of themselves. And I think that's very true. And sometimes women veterans are reluctant to identify that they're veterans, just because of our culture and stigma. And we want to, you know, dispel that. We want to make sure that veterans feel comfortable and that they get the resources and services that they need. I often talk to women veterans. They're like, oh my gosh, there's so many resources I didn't know. So, you know, that's what we want women to get in for their mammograms, for, you know, cervical cancer screenings, and then, you know, mental health treatment and all of that. So we want to, you know, break those barriers down so they get in to get that care.
For women veterans that would like to, you know, regardless of the area of care that they're seeking or whether they need, say, care that overlaps several different categories, how do mm-hmm. they start the process? Is it one of those yeah. things that they can call, they go online either or how do they get things rolling, and what do they need to do, and what do they need to know when they're starting the process?
That's right. They can give the Eastern Kansas VA Eligibility Office a call and get connected that way, or they can go online and fill out the eligibility questionnaire, and that'll get them going with resources. And then just let the eligibility office know they want to come to the Women's Health Clinic. You know, we're going to take care of all those needs as they get in the door there.
Again, we're joined by Heather Jones and Sarah Drnovich of the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is our monthly visit here with the VA, talking about really different categories of care, whether it happens to be medical, in this case, say, substance abuse, also with mental health and mental wellness care that are specifically targeted towards women. Heather, talking about mental health, because it does seem like there's a lot more emphasis mm-hmm. on the mental wellness side of things here, and veterans certainly facing different layers and additional layers of stress than a lot of us in the community. Can you maybe break down that mental wellness side of things and some of the services and maybe some of the breaking down the reluctance that women veterans may have about moving forward with that?
Yeah, and one thing we do here is we provide those services in our women's health clinic. So maybe they, you know, if they're a little more reluctant to go and be in a general waiting area, that kind of thing. Also, women treating women. You know, we have women's providers here, full-time psychologist who's a woman, full-time social worker who's a woman as well. So if that might, you know, be something that women feel more comfortable with. We also really, you know, just meet the veteran where they're at, you know, and find out kind of, you know, what's going on with them. We also have a new nurse practitioner that can prescribe mental health medication. And, you know, it's just an assessment to see if that might be something that might be helpful. What we know about mental health is that a combination of meds and therapy are all often helpful. And so that doesn't mean that everybody has to be on medication. But just, you know, if you just need somebody to talk to, we're here, and we'll, you know, either set you up virtually if it's hard to get in here as far as travel goes. I know Sarah talked about the travel situation. So we can set up women virtually, which is something that women really enjoy because they're busy. You know, they can, you know, have a therapy visit, you know, through video. But it's, and, you know, taking things slow. So
taking things at the pace that right. the veteran said. Understood. Well, Heather, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning that we haven't touched base on, or maybe something that you wanted to maybe reemphasize that we've already touched base on?
I think just letting veterans know that we're here and, you know, we're a resource, and we want them to get the help that they need and take, you know, care of themselves. And sometimes when you wait till, you know, last minute, it's too late. So, you know, get in now. And if you've been kind of thinking about it, take that first step. And I'm always here as a resource to, you know, answer questions and try to get you to the right place.
And what number can folks call in order to get in? I know the website, you can go ahead and tap that, but what a number in case people would like to use that approach?
Yeah, I mean, Emporia is probably closest to our Topeka campus, so it's 785-350-3111. And our Women's Health Clinic Center is 53247 is the extension.
Okay.
53247. But yeah, just call the main campus number and ask for Women's Health is probably easiest.
Understood. Sarah, is there anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning?
No, not at all. Thank you all.
Well, thank you very much. And hopefully looking forward to our next visit in early June so we can talk more about the VA and the work that you guys do. Heather, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it today.
Thank you.
Sarah, thanks again for setting this up. Appreciate it. We'll talk with you next month.
Sounds good.
All right, Sarah Drnovich and Heather Jones talking about Women's Health Matters through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Our next program is set up to be taking place Thursday, June 1, right here on KVOE.
That'll be here before we know it, Chuck.
Oh, man, May's a busy month. Busy week and a half.
I'll tell you what, these VA updates are very informative. They do a good job, and there's a lot of services offered that they just want to, you know, continue to make you aware of, you veterans out there. Mm-hmm. So we're glad to be able to spotlight, you know, this information on a monthly basis here. KVOE Live and Local. 854, good morning.
The human body is like a race car, and at times, it needs a little tune-up. When that occurs, you want a medical team who can diagnose and fix your problem right the first time. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Orthopedics and Sports Medicine have teamed up with Ortho Kansas to provide the knowledge and experience you need for the absolute best outcome. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners have it all under one roof. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, log on to newmanrh.org.
Unique opportunity to make great extra income. Brian's Lawn Care at Emporia is seeking to add to the